This is the Ignite Raw podcast with your host Ahmed Khalifa, episode 24. Let's do this. What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in and welcome to this show. I'm really excited to have you guys here and going to be talking about something that can affect everyone. And that is, it's all about shaking up your working environment just to help to boost your efficiency and your productivity. So it doesn't matter if you're self-employed and a freelancer or you're employed with a full-time job, there are things that you can get out of this episode today. Having worked in both sides of the situation, you know, working full-time jobs for, you know, a number of years and also working for myself now as well, you get to see from both point of view, both sides, that there are things that overlaps, but there are things that are quite unique. So why don't we just start off with, you know, as a self-employed person, if you're working by yourself as a freelancer and you run your own business, there's several simple things that you should think about to help you with your productivity. It's so easy for us to work in a different environment, and most people are content with their one working environment. That could be their home, it could be your own office, it could be your co-working space, it could be even cafes. But I think you should mix it up. Mix it all up. You just never know, you know, what place inspires you. And sometimes you can get really comfortable with just that one place. And if you get too comfortable, then, you know, you're going to have to ask whether are you really pushing it? Are you really, you know, working at full capacity? But if you change your environment around you, even one day you work at home, another day in a co-working space, another day in a cafe, you know, you can do it several times a month. You don't have to do it every single day. Just shake it up a bit. And speaking of working from home, if you are doing that, never ever work in your pajamas. It's so easy for all of us to do that if you're working from home. And you get up, sit down on the computer or get your laptop and you just thought, you know what, I don't need to get changed because I don't have to leave the house. You just work in your pajamas. But the thing is, there's something about dressing up to go to work. And I'm not talking about wearing a full suit. I'm just talking about even wearing jeans and t-shirt and sweatshirt. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a tie and shirt. If you wear clothes the way you would to go to work in maybe a casual working environment, your energy will go up. You will feel like you're ready to go to work. If you work in pajamas, then you will feel kind of comfortable again. You feel too relaxed. You feel very, very cozy. And really, you know, you want to be kind of really working for it. You want to be working at full throttle again. And that is something that you should think about. If you're going to work in your pajamas and at home, is that really the best thing to do for your business? I don't know. I don't think it's the right thing for me anyway. So don't work in your pajamas. Just don't do it. And the easy thing to do as well, when you are working from home or working somewhere quiet in an environment alone, it's so easy for all of us to just stay behind the computer and don't talk to anyone. And if you are talking to people, you probably just depend on technology and just see how that goes and, you know, using Slack or Skype or anything like that just to communicate. But there is something about having that face-to-face interaction that will never be replaced, in my opinion. I think there is so much value from having that face-to-face interaction with people. And you can build a stronger relationship with people, you know, when you do that with your community or your business acquaintance or your fellow self-employed friends. You know, this is something that you should really do. And, you know, using my example is that at least once a month, I go to the local WordPress meetup just to have a bit of fun, just for socializing, just to share some knowledge, share some wisdom, and just for, you know, that social interaction as well. And, you know, that's important. Just because you're working for yourself and working alone doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go out there and meet people or see your friends who are doing the same thing as you or interact with people. It's important for you as well. It's important for your health, for your, you know, mentally, physically. It's just good for your emotions and your, just everything. There's so much benefit from that. So don't forget about the people around you. You know, go outside. Just see who's there. You know, you can find so many meetup groups. You can find it in the co-working space. Sometimes they organize events. There's so many options you can find in terms of, you know, just building a strong relationship with the people around you. And if we switch it around to people who are employed and work in full-time jobs, whether it's a 9-to-5 or otherwise, but it's full-time, you know, there are certain things as well that you could do to kind of shake up your working environment and help you boost that, you know, efficiency and productivity as well. And for me, one of the most important things is make sure you have a sense of direction and a clear vision of what that business success looks like, just so it can help to bring the best out of you as well. Now, this will help you to get to not just go with the flow or roll with the motion and just, you know, just kind of like appearing to be there just for the sake of it or stuff like that. No, you need to have an idea of where is that business going, where are you going, and does that align? Does it work together? If you have a sense of direction and you know where you're going, it kind of helps you to work harder because you know what you want to do and you want to get to that destination, whatever that is. So having that idea of where that business is going will also help you as well. It just makes you work better. Another thing you should think about is try to work out what motivates you. And most people would say money, but it can't be money. And I'm sorry, it just can't be money because money is not always the most important thing when it comes to working. If you are looking for money and that is the most important thing, then you might want to go off and work in the, you know, financial industry or stock market or be a, that kind of, you know, job. But it's not just about money. You think about what else motivates you. Could it be something like training and development? Maybe that will make you excited again about learning something new or expanding your knowledge or improving your current knowledge to the advanced level. You know, maybe that will be something that will be motivating for you. Maybe it's about having more responsibilities as well. And it could be, you know, around taking on more tasks and jobs to do. Or maybe you just want to be responsible for a team. You want to get to that level, maybe that management level. And if that will motivate you, then find out how to get there. Maybe you have a direction to go to. You have to kind of work toward. And that's something that you should think about as well. With the first two things I've mentioned about having a sense of direction with your business and identifying what motivates you, ask for feedback about those two as well. Now, ask for feedback about what is the sense of direction, what motivates you, and also ask for feedback, both positive and constructive, for you personally, about how you're going and how, you know, things are progressing with you. And with that information, with those feedback, you can get a better idea of what to do if you want to do it, what motivates you even more, what direction should you go toward. Maybe you need to pivot a little bit, maybe you need to focus a little bit more. You know, asking for feedback from someone else is kind of something really important because you don't really see everything that you do. And, you know, sometimes other people know better than you in terms of they can see what you're doing and that can help you with that. So you never know, ask for feedback from the people around you and, of course, any managers as well. And then finally, just like I said about, you know, if you're self-employed, about building strong relationship with people around you, same thing if you're in a job, you know, having that team spirit and building relationship with your fellow colleagues and employees, and it's so, so valuable. And there is, you know, if there's one thing that I miss from working in job, it's just having that interaction with other people around you. When you have that team spirit and, you know, being involved together, whether it's in, at work or socially, you know, it's so, so nice. It's just really, really cool to have. And, you know, it's up to you to kind of get involved in that as well. So it's not just about, right, let's not work at all and just let's have some fun. You know, it goes hand in hand together. But having a relationship with your fellow employees, I think it's just critical. And it makes your job easier, you enjoy it more, and it motivates you and you just work better. That is just the way it works. So I've talked about, you know, what works for self-employed people and what works for those who are employed. But there are things that, you know, that work for both sides as well. And, you know, I'm going to go over just quickly a few things. And one of my favorite things that I, you know, recommend people to do is listen to the right type of music. It's so common nowadays we see people in agency roles or in-house or self-employed or whatever. You have the headphones on and you just focus on working. And you might think, you know what, that sounds great. I'm going to stick on my favorite tunes, you know, stick on some Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, and I'm going to dance my way to work. No, that's not going to work. There are, you know, evidence with, you know, scientific evidence as well, but even I've noticed it myself that the type of music that you listen to has an impact on how productive you are. So listen to these upbeat or, you know, bouncy music, happy music, and all these, you know, lyrics based as well sometimes, they kind of distract you a little bit. You don't know it, but it does happen. So the best thing to do in this situation is kind of listen to those music that's almost like a background music. And it could be, you know, several different things. And one of them, it could be, you know, whether you like it or not, is these, you know, nature sounds, you know, the sound of the forest or rainfall or whatever, you know, they can help you a lot. And, you know, one place I use is a tool called Noisily, and I'll put that in the show notes. And, you know, you can kind of combine and mix different sounds to listen to the right one that suits you. If that doesn't, you know, suits you, then you can think about listening to something a bit more atmospheric and a bit more, you know, makes you concentrate more and focus more. And there could be something with a bit of ambience, you know, like a soundtrack to a movie. And, you know, one of my favorite things to listen to is I listen to soundtracks of my favorite movies or video games, because they tend to have that background music, which is really, really, you know, nice to listen to, really powerful to listen to, or ambient, but also helps you to work as well. So give it a shot. You never know, when you listen to these, you know, soundtrack music, it actually makes you work better. You know, try it out. There's something about having, you know, a tidy desk, equal a tidy mind, and it really does work. It's cliche, but it really does work. If your desk and where you work is an absolute tip, then you're going to see that it's going to affect your mind as well. It's so, so nice to have a clear, empty desk, clear mind, your focus, get that right music on, and you go for it. Obviously, at the same time, make sure you have a comfortable desk, because, you know, if you want to say it in a way, comfortable desk equal a comfortable mind, let's go for it. Let's go with that. But that is also important. And, you know, whether we like it or not, we need to be comfortable where we're sitting. Or if you're standing, you know, if you've got a standing desk, awesome. But, you know, it's something about having a tidy, comfortable desk that makes a huge difference to your productivity as well. Of course, there are so many technologies around us that help us to work better, to make us more productive. And, you know, I'm a big fan of combining the use of Evernote and Trello and Slack. These are just a few. But, you know, there's a limit. And you have to understand what is your limit, because the more tools you have, the less productive you will actually be. So, you know, use technology responsibly. Use those that will help you. And if you use it, you know, that's fine. But there is so many technology out there that you think that, oh, that sounds great, I'm going to download that, install it, I'm going to use it. But the more technology that you have, you probably find that your productivity goes less, because you can spend too much time on that. And, you know, even having one technology which takes up too much of your time can affect you. Example would be a Slack. You know, if you have Slack at your work, you know, Slack is like, you know, a chat system. And if there's so many people there chatting away, it's so easy to get lost in there, and you missed all the chats and you catch up and you just get really, really, you know, lost. So use technology responsibly as well. You know, just be careful what you're using out there. And finally, this is really, really important to make sure that you are working to the absolute maximum capacity, is just stay fit and healthy. I'm not going to go into too much details about it, but if you're not looking after yourself, you're going to affect your work and you're going to affect your business. It's just like anything in life as well, that if you don't look after yourself, you can't look after other people. So it's the same thing with your work. If you don't look after yourself, you're not really helping you to get more productive, get the quality of work done, and get that business, you know, task done the best way you can. It just won't work. So stay fit and healthy. Please just do that mentally, physically. Make sure you're eating well. Just the old-fashioned stuff that we all know about, just do it. It really does make a massive, massive difference to your productivity. And that's kind of it, really. I mean, you can kind of go on longer, because I actually left out a few things, but I think these are like the essential one before we get into the nitty-gritty details of it. So just follow these advice, and you will find that, you know, your productivity, your efficiency at work in your business will improve dramatically. Just try it out, and, you know, if it does work for you, let me know. Just, you know, drop a note in the show note, in the comment section, and, you know, I'm really curious to hear what you think about it as well. If you want a show note, just go to igniterock.com/episode24, and I'll put the link to all the relevant stuff that I've talked about, and the transcription as well. And in the meantime, of course, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a review on iTunes. It would make me so, so happy as well. So leave a review on iTunes, and, you know, I'll be forever grateful for you as well. So thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.